Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm so glad you're joining me today for our show. Today, we have a very special guest. We're going to be talking about things we don't usually talk about, but I think these are the things we need to talk about. We're going to be talking a little bit about who we are, what we're about, what does karma have to do with our lives? What are auras? What is divine light? What is that? Is that real? Does it really exist? Is it something that we can tap into, touch, feel, taste? You know, is there some science around this? Is there ways that we can use this energy that we all feel to better our lives, better who we are? You know, Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the universe, understand energy, vibration, and frequency. And we're going to be talking about it from a spiritual point of view today. So I have a very special guest, and you'll want to pay close attention to this show. So I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to have my guest.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, to the deluxe bundle, get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us, that's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you. If you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just return it for a full refund.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Dimitri, welcome to the show today. It's good to have you.
Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure.
It's, you know, we've done this before, and our last show was such a great success with everybody. I'm so glad you came back. For those of you that don't know Dimitri, he has been helping souls grow at Spiritual Arts Institute, the school he co-founded with Mozart of Metaphysics, Barbara Martin. It's a nonprofit, and they're known as the premier metaphysical school by thousands of students around the world. So it's my pleasure to have you back on this show again and talking about things we don't normally talk about.
Oh, wow. Well, great. Well, let's dive into some unusual topics then. Yeah.
Well, you know, you're before we dive into the topics, let me just talk about your experience with Barbara Martin. I know Barbara passed here recently. And my heart goes out to you and all the students that she so touched the lives of, including mine. And how did you get involved with Barbara, Barbara Martin?
Yeah. You know, sometimes it's just kismet, as they say, right? I had my spiritual awakening in my 20s, and it was a very dramatic experience for me. I wasn't even thinking that way beforehand. And but I was careful about joining a group. I was studying a lot and just my own experiences going on. And I went to a dinner party one night and she was leading a meditation there. And then afterwards, first of all, when I meditated with her, it was like this ancient door opening up again. And then afterwards, I did start to kind of pour my heart out because I had all these questions. I thought we had a great conversation. She said, oh, you interrogated me that first night. But she was giving language to what I was experiencing, but also I was realizing, oh, you're speaking from your own experiences. And by the end of the night, I knew she was my teacher. Now, she was part of the greatest generation. She's a generation older than me. And I became a student right away. But also, it was more than that. I was realizing, you know, I was in the film industry up to that point. But I realized, you know what? I think this is meant to be my life's work. So I actually started redirecting my career path into metaphysics, which was not easy to do, especially in those days. And she had all these notes and you know, teachings, but they weren't organized. So we started writing the books, we started organizing the class material, and then we founded the nonprofit to give a home for all these teachings and to keep adding to them.
Wow. Well, you know, she lived a fantastic life. She did what she loved, as you and I were talking about, in the green room.
It wasn't always easy to do. You know, now, my God, you have meditation apps on your phone. But when she started, she said the first time they asked me to talk about the aura at a paid workshop, I dropped the phone. I could not believe that they wanted me to pay me to go on. So she and others like her, they're the real pioneers. We wouldn't be having maybe these kinds of conversations if it wasn't for those that really laid the groundwork for us.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? Well, you know, she and you co-created and wrote many books. You know, I personally have read several of them. And, you know, you talked about, you know, everything from angels to karma to auras to, you know, how to meditate. But I think, you know, the essence of the work, it's very deep work. And I like what you said earlier. It was about putting language to experiences that I think are common for many, but they don't know how to put it out there. And even more important than the languaging is the understanding that comes with what's happening to an individual when they start to expand their consciousness. Is that accurate?
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. So just like when I had my awakening, I didn't even call it an awakening at first. I just knew something had fundamentally shifted. Now, for some, it's more gradual. It changes. But to realize there is a system, you know, in the ancient days, the mystical traditions were honored part of society. Today, we don't kind of live in that era. Now, hopefully that can get reestablished again to realize that studying things like angels and auras is just as legitimate as studying psychology or science or anything else. It should be part of the study of human development. You mentioned at the beginning, our motto at the Institute is helping souls grow. The core thing is the evolution of the soul. Earth is like a schoolhouse, and we are all students in this school, regardless if we're aware of that process or not. But if you do have the awakening, as Max Heindel would say, this is kind of the time of the accelerated development. This is the time where you can make, shall we say, leaps and bounds in your
evolution. Well, I look around and I think we're part of a great upshift movement. And I've asked myself, is there more good on the planet than there was 50 years ago? Or is there more bad? I don't see it that way. I see it as expansion of what is, and it depends on what train you want to be on. If you want to be on that expansion of understanding and wisdom, you might start looking at some of the areas that you haven't looked at. You know, I think we're so outer focused in our society. We have been, and you know, it's got us, you know, a lot of success, but it's also got us to a society that's not very fulfilled in their lives, Dimitri.
Well, because we're forgetting the core of it. We're forgetting why we're here. Things in some sectors of the world are getting a little too materialistically minded, thinking we're just a bunch of atoms bouncing around the universe. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. Yes, our body may be composed of atoms, but that's not who we are. And if you forget the essence of who you are, of course you're going to feel unfulfilled. But you just said at the beginning, there is a global spiritual renaissance that's happening. It's not just happening in one country or just from one person. There's just this greater awakening. So from our perspective, of course, there's troubles in the world, but the world is getting better, not worse. And there's more opportunities to grow spiritually today than ever before. But like you said, you can take the fast train upward or you can take the fast train downward. It's your choice. But for God's sakes, why not take advantage of the things that are here right now?
Well, I think a lot of people hop on the bandwagon of starting to remember who they are and starting to step into their power when they experience loss or pain or grief or, you know, it wakes people up to their mortality sometimes. And that, you know, I don't wish pain on anybody, but I know that most of us grow when we have to, not when we want to.
When our back up against a wall.
That's exactly right. So, okay. Well, listen, here's where I want to go with this. I got to take a break. When we come back, I want to take a dive into what I believe is a fundamental piece of awakening. And it sure was fundamental for me. And that is talking about our auras and what that means today. It's not about ceiling lights. It's something much deeper. So we're going to address that right after we get back from break.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want. No matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're gonna take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call, so please call right now.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With recharge
of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With recharge
of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids?
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. That sedentary inactivity is terrible for your health. It's time to add some extra steps to your day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. It's the easiest exercise you will ever do.
Ellipse fits perfectly under my desk, and it is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better. My knees feel better. My back feels better. It makes me feel stronger, too.
Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work. Loosen stiff joints and tight muscles, reduce swelling, alleviate cramps, and calm restless legs.
Ellipse is so smooth, so easy on my joints. My legs are stronger, my joints are no longer stiff. I can walk without pain. My mobility is as good as it was 20 years ago.
Other seated exercises produce harsh, jarring movement, but Ellipse's 46% larger rotational diameter provides more exercise plus ultra-smooth motion that's safe, super low impact, and feels great. Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Be one of the first 300 callers and get upgraded to the Ellipse Deluxe Bundle, a $100 value. Yours free. Get the faster motor that produces more than 5 miles worth of steps per hour, the non-slip mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm speaking with Dimitri, and Dimitri is a co-founder with the Mozart of Metaphysics, Barbara Martin of the Spiritual Arts Institute. All right, auras. Are they real? Are they not real? How do they impact? Why should we know about auras?
So you said it before, it's not about seeing auras, it's about working with them. So the aura is the energetic blueprint of your soul. Everything that's going on in your life, in your consciousness, your thinking, your feeling, everything is radiating up spiritual energy. So there's a physical universe out there, but behind the physical universe is this spiritual universe, which in a sense is feeding the physical universe. Now we're all drawing from this spiritual universe, whether we recognize it or not. But when you start recognizing that you're not your body, you are this living soul, and that the soul is connected to this spiritual universe, then you can start to draw on the powers of this spiritual universe to help you in your life and to help you in your evolution. And that's the core of what we do. We do it through meditation and through application. You have to live your truth, right? Every great tradition of the world talks about conduct of living. So you got to live your truth. That's number one. But by meditating, you can build up more power. So when you are living your truth, you're being even more effective with it.
I love that a lot. And, you know, over the last couple decades, we found that chaos theory, you know, which you would call the butterfly effect, quantum physics, quantum mechanics, string theory, all these theories, it all points to one thing from the macro and the micro. And that is, we're all one. We are connected. We all come out of this thing some people call God, some people call universe. It's this love, I would say, that we come out of.
Yeah, love is the source. Absolutely. Absolutely. Source.
Yeah. And so so let's talk about auras and maybe about, you said something about finding your true self. or auras help us understand our true self. Can you touch on that a little bit, Dimitri?
Okay. Well, first of all, just briefly a little bit how the aura works and how you can change it. So, you know, let's say I'm having some financial problem right now. We think of it in terms of maybe a lack of money. I don't have enough money in the bank. I'm broke. But spiritually, wealth starts not as how much money's in the bank. It's where your consciousness is. If you are in the consciousness of wealth, if the energy of wealth is in your aura, it'll show up in your life. So if you're worried, you're in the worried consciousness. And that comes through as a gray, debilitating energy. And that's going to not help you manifest the wealth you need. It's going to create the opposite effect. So through meditation, you can release some of that worry energy, draw in the powers of prosperity, which, by the way, in the aura looks like a turquoise light. Then as you go out and apply that wealth consciousness in your life, then you start to see the outward manifestations. The reason we called our book Change Your Aura, Change Your Life is to make any changes in your life, the energy of that change, the spiritual energy, needs to be in your auric field first.
That's really good. You know, I think of people that have created a lot of wealth, whether it be Elon Musk or Bill Gates or Steven Jobs or any number of individuals out there. And what you're saying is that, you know, some people think, well, they were given a break. They came into this world, they had money, they had great families. But what you're saying is that it's more than that. They came in from a place of consciousness of wealth. Is that what I'm hearing?
And in those cases, we also, and you touched upon this at the beginning, there is such a thing as money karma. So in other words, if you do come in, why was someone born into a family of billionaires, another born into a family of destitute? Now, sometimes it's the way life dynamics works, but often it's related to karma. So if I've earned good karma, I will come in and I'll have naturally these, it's like someone, Mozart born with a great gift. He earned that through past lives. Wealth is a talent like anything else. It's not this giant mystery. You can learn the skills of wealth building and create that wealth. Now, the real question is, what do you do with it? So you have someone like Warren Buffett, right, who's going to give, what does he say, 95% of his wealth away to, you know, philanthropic things. So he understood, I've got far more than I could ever use in my lifetime, than my family using their lifetime and their family members. So I think I'm meant to use this for more than just myself. So I'm meant to be a steward of this great wealth for others. So those that have this great wealth do have actually a great responsibility, because they have to realize it's really more than just you. When you're just accumulating for you, it's just hoarding. I mean, J. Paul Getty, right? He had a payphone in his house. If you wanted to make a phone call to his house, you had to pay a dime to go make a call. Now, that's not wealth consciousness. He may have had the wealth, but he went the other way with it. He started hoarding the wealth. And that's a big problem in the world now, because what if the money you have is meant to go to another, but you're saying, no, I'm not going to give a dime away. You're actually creating bad karma, and it'll come down the line. It'll come back to you, I mean, down the line. So, yes, don't commiserate if you're or feel bad. I don't have the money I want.
Yeah.
You can manifest it, but you have to use the laws.
Yeah. And listen, there's millions of millionaires out there right now. Okay. There's hundreds, if not thousands of billionaires right now. How does one create the karma to be in that place?
Well, it's over many lifetimes.
Yeah.
It's not one. Let's say Mozart didn't reach the status of that musical genius in one lifetime. It was multiple lifetimes of right use. So these people in past lives had not only learned how to use wealth, but how to manifest it, but how to use it wisely. This is the big key. You know, you're touching on a big thing now, because one of the great world karmas going on right now is related to wealth, because there are people in high finance areas right now that are only thinking about accumulating wealth, and they do not care who's getting hurt in the process. And that is creating some really big world dynamic problems that we got to solve, because there is more wealth in the world than ever before. And if they're right about where, let's say, artificial intelligence is going to go with productivity, that wealth is going to even increase in the days ahead. So we have to learn, we have to put the divine over wealth. We have to realize this is a divine resource. You know, earth wealth is really about harnessing the powers of the earth. In the early days, we simply called it survival. We could just live till the next day. Well, we learn how to harness those basic things. And wealth is a manifestation of how well you harness the earth powers, but not for itself. Wealth is meant to serve the purpose you are here in life. So if you're going to build the Taj Mahal, you got to accumulate more wealth than if you're going to start a local bakery, right? But in both cases, you have to manifest the needed resources to make that happen.
Makes so much sense. And yeah, I can even speak from my own life. When I, you said one thing that's really important. Wisdom, how to manage wealth. That's a really important piece.
Right.
And I think there's another piece to that, and which is part of the wisdom, which is that you touched on, but it's that service piece. It's that place of being able to give it away and not be in a place of fear and worry. You'll never have enough. It's like, really? Can you outgive God?
Exactly.
I don't think so.
Can you outgive God? That's a good one.
I don't think so.
Well, you're saying it. Look at God is, look at the abundance of nature. God is generous. God is not stingy, right? God is a generous, and we need to be generous too, but we don't always think of ourselves as stewards of wealth. Maybe if we're a parent to our children, we think that way, but not in, in a broader sense. There's some statistic that proportionately, those with less money give far more of their income to those in need than those that have great wealth.
Interesting.
What's up with that? What's up with that? You see, because then you get in this mindset, oh, I've got a lot, I want to keep it. And that's the, you know, there's three great tests the soul goes through its evolution: the test of wealth, the test of fame, and the test of power. So you can say, oh, make me rich, God, and I'll do all the best things in the world. Oh, right. Do the good things now, because you don't know what you're going to do until that wealth is in your pocket. You may say it now when maybe it's not quite there, but when it's flowing like the land of milk and honey, are you still that generous soul? We've seen a lot of people kind of lose their way once they accumulate. How many stories here in Hollywood where people got rich way too quick and they didn't know how to handle their wealth?
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. All right, listen, I got to take a break, and I want to take a little deeper dive into the aura factor and the book that is just been redone, revised, and we're going to take a deep dive into that. We'll be right back. And thank all of you for watching the show today. I want to encourage you, if you know somebody that's feeling unfulfilled, they really know that there's more to life than what seems to be, and you can support that person to check out our shows here on Voices of Courage, I'd appreciate it. You can go to voicesofcourage.us, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and of course, check out my guests. My guests are amazing, and they really are individuals that have realized wisdom to help people to grow and evolve their soul, evolve their lives, let go of lack and limitation, be able to step into their power, their passion, their purpose. So till next time, continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm so glad you're joining me today for our show. Today, we have a very special guest. We're going to be talking about things we don't usually talk about, but I think these are the things we need to talk about. We're going to be talking a little bit about who we are, what we're about, What does karma have to do with our lives? What are auras? What is divine light? What is that? Is that real? Does it really exist? Is this something that we can tap into, touch, feel, taste? You know, is there some science around this? Is there ways that we can use this energy that we all feel to better our lives, better who we are? You know, Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the universe, understand energy, vibration, and frequency. And we're going to be talking about it from a spiritual point of view today. So I have a very special guest, and you'll want to pay close attention to this show. So I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to have my guest.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine, this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm talking with Dimitri Morialis, and he is the co-founder of the Spiritual Arts Institute, where we talk, we're talking right now about some pretty deep subjects here. I want to take a deeper dive into the aura piece we started out with. So what I'd like to do is get the book up on screen so people can see the cover of the new book. And why was it, let's talk about the book itself. Why was it revised? And it's called Change Your Aura, Change Your Life. Why was it revised?
Well, first of all, it offers the fundamental meditation we do in all our training classes and everything. One of the most effective meditations I've ever done. I've been doing it, of course, now 40 years. So meditation, and if some of your listeners are not yet meditating, regardless of which one you do, we strongly recommend make meditation a daily practice, because that's the time to get connected with the inner part of you. So these meditations in this book are about getting in touch with your auric energy, drawing in the auric power in there, and changing things, enhancing. Now, we've been teaching this for decades now. And one of the things I really love right now in more recent times, rather than just asking the questions, oh, how can I make more money, or how can I get the person, those kind of basic questions, they're asking about spiritual growth. Yeah. How can I evolve my soul? So we've added some chapters on spiritual growth, including one called the Transcendent Experience. Mm. Because ultimately, working with your aura isn't just about one facet of your life. Mm. It's about building so much power. You're evolving not only your soul, but you're evolving the energies of your aura. And that can reach a state where you actually cross the threshold of this material sensing of the world, and you can start to perceive the inner divine life directly.
Yeah. And once you do that, I want to talk about healing. This, I have another, a show, as you know, called Heal It, and I interview many MDs and practitioners and individuals that have, they have ways to heal the body, right? But, it seems to me, and this is what I've learned in my practice, is that there's a spiritual solution to everything. So, you can focus on the body, or you can focus on the cause and get deep with it and get right to the cause. How does auras help us do that?
Right. Well, we did a whole book on the healing power of your aura. So we acknowledge all forms of healing. God works through the medical doctor, the holistic practitioner, and the spiritual practitioner. But why you don't want to isolate into just one area is because the auric power is the support system to the physical body. If that power were withdrawn right now, even for a moment, the body would disintegrate. It's literally holding the atomic structure of the atoms together. So when we're sick or when we're distressed, there's a disturbance in that auric field. It changes color, it looks disoriented, and it will show up even before, let's say, the illness can show up, saying that there's something happening here that needs change. Then by bringing in the auric healing powers into the body, you can help build up that energy to counteract whatever was going the wrong way. Now, the key with this, though, is working with the light and healing. It's not like taking an aspirin when you're not feeling well. I don't know what the aspirin does. I just want to feel better. You have to be proactive with this, right? We learned at the beginning of the 20th century, mind over matter. You can literally talk yourself into a deadly illness through these destructive thoughts. That's been well documented. Now, in this 21st century, we're adding the energetic element. It's mind over matter, but it's the energy related to the mind affecting the energy related to the matter. So when you add that into the mix, there's some profound changes. I mean, I come from a medical background. My father and brother are both doctors. And when the changes I've seen in people with sometimes really deathly illnesses is unbelievable when you really apply the light.
Energy. Let's talk about that. So it's not just mind over matter. I'm well. My body is great. My body is whole. My body is complete. There's something more that we're talking about here when you talk about energy. What are we talking about?
Right. Well, first of all, saying an affirmation like that, like you're saying, could be meaningless. I mean, it can help get the mind focused. If I'm thinking, I'm so sick. No, Dimitri, you are well, you are healthy. It does redirect the current. But one of the great spiritual healers, Joel Goldsmith, you know, he practiced in the 1950s and 60s. His philosophy was, I get into a state of consciousness where illness does not exist. And when he did that for others, they would feel a relief. So we're talking again, even with healing, like prosperity, we're talking about a state of consciousness. And that is a hard thing to achieve, especially if you're hurting right now, your attention tends to go, oh, my arm hurts, my hand hurts. And to be able to get into that state, and even he said, it took me 13 years to develop this. I didn't just do it like that. And he wrote a beautiful book, The Art of Spiritual Healing, which we recommend people read, because it's all about, again, consciousness. Now, his techniques are a little different from what we do, but the principles are the same. So if you get into that healing awareness of things, you are already more than halfway there. Now, of course, if your arm is broken, you don't just sit there and say, arm heal itself. Now, if we have the power of a Jesus, maybe. But generally, we go to the hospital and we, you know, have the arm set. But that doesn't mean you don't apply the same spiritual principles. Ernest Holmes said, you know, these principles are infinite, but we will express them to the degree of our awareness.
So, you know, last 10 years, neuroscience has come so far, and we can actually measure, you know, alpha, beta, theta, gamma waves in the brain. And, you know, when we go into gamma, we're going into very high states of consciousness. And there's probably states of consciousness that haven't been discovered yet by the scientists. They haven't been able to use their machines to actually measure that energy. Is that what we're talking about? We're going into higher states of consciousness. And I guess before I turn you loose on that, with my meditation practice over the last three decades. For me, it's stillness.
Oh,
stillness that takes me to those places. Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn you loose now. What do you say?
Exactly. Now, which is hard for some people, and they may take time to develop. We say, look, if you got the monkey mind and it's hard to be focused, remember your mind is like a muscle. You can strengthen it. You can get it where you can keep it very focused. And once you get in that focus state, then you're not so concerned about all things going around you. And you can reach some of these deeper still states that you're describing. One of the most ancient axioms is be still and know God is. You know, so we have to reach that kind of state. Now, you're touching on a really big subject with consciousness, which, by the way, is going to be our next book that we're writing. And hopefully it will come out late next year. I hope I'm not throwing a curveball here a little bit. But first of all, it's wonderful that we're learning more in science about the physical body, because the more we know about the physical world, the more we can learn about the spiritual world. But from the spiritual perspective, the brain is not the mind. The brain is the instrument through which the mind flows. So we just have to remember when we're studying the brain, which is a very important study. It's a very complicated organ, right? By far the most complicated. It takes, 20% of the energy in the body just to function? You know, so, and it's only like 3 pounds or whatever it is. So this is a very high powered part of us, but it is like the piano. It's not what's originating the music. The pianist is originating the music. So you can study the piano till kingdom come. You'll never understand the source of that music. To understand as a pianist, you'll understand the source of thought and consciousness, till you realize both are not related. They're not, they play the instrument of the brain, but they're not coming.
Where does the intellect reside in this? We got a brain, we have an intellect, we have a mind, we have a soul. Where is all that?
Right. Well,
we're jumping around now.
You really are jumping.
I didn't know where we're going to go. Well, let's just go there for a second. And then we'll reel it back in and how to apply it practically.
So the mind, which is non-physical, has multi-dimensions to it. It's not a one-dimensional. There are layers, there are levels of mind. We know that now. There's waking consciousness, sleeping consciousness, dreaming. So we just know right now that if we've had one of these heightened awarenesses, that's a different consciousness all by itself. It's clearly not like what's here. The intellect is an aspect of the non-physical mind that is the processor. So what it does, the key we have to remember, it is not originating inspiration. Inspiration for things don't come from the intellect. That's not the job of the intellect. So Beethoven gets this great idea, this melody idea, let's say what will become the Ninth Symphony. That doesn't come from the intellect. That came from inspiration. But he had such a great musical intellect, he decided, oh, I'm going to make this giant symphony and there's going to be a whole chorus and singing the song. That's him engaging this highly developed intellect to take that inspiration and give it this exquisite form. So the key is, don't make the intellect the God. Put it, lead with the inspirational mind, then follow with
the intellect. Okay, listen, I'm going to take a real quick break. We'll be right back. I want to touch on angels, but I also want to touch on Spiritual Arts Institute and why people ought to know about it and come and learn from you. Okay, we'll be right back in 30 seconds or so. Here we go.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us, that's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want. Just return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you...
Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you...
Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center.
So revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm talking with Dimitri Morialis, and he's the co-founder of the Spiritual Arts Institute. And we put on the screen a little bit earlier, but I didn't mention it to my radio audience. You can go to spiritualarts.org to find out a lot more about Spiritual Arts Institute, Dimitri, Barbara Martin, and so much more on the spiritualarts.org site. Dimitri, angels, give me a hit on angels. How do they tie into all of this?
But so the thing to remember here is we're not alone in the universe.
Yeah,
we're not just figuring this and slugging it out on our own, even if it feels that way. The Talmud, right? The ancient teachings of the Talmud say, for every blade of grass, there's an angel bending over saying, "Grow." So there's a divine support that we receive. And the other thing to remember about angels is we use the word supernatural. It's a little misleading. Angels are as much a part of nature as the trees and the flowers and the grass. They're operating at higher levels of awareness and consciousness, and they happen to be non-physical. But they're very much a part of life. And because they are more developed than we are, they have more knowledge. They're not God themselves. They're not gods themselves. But they can help us on the journey because they can see further ahead. So in our work, we work with angels to acknowledge this relationship. They're the ones that bring in the divine light when we're calling on these different energies. So acknowledging there's sort of this team, you know, we say the angelic kingdom, the spiritual hierarchy is the pathway to the divine, is the pathway to God. There's a stepping process. There used to be a very well-known teaching, the great chain of being, It was popular for many centuries, which said everything from God to the blade of grass is all connected together.
Well, it is all connected together. And Spiritual Arts Institute is, you guys are in San Diego, but you're all over the world now because you've got online courses, offline courses. That's my understanding.
Exactly.
If somebody wants to get, you know, they like, well, I'd like to find out a little bit more about spiritual arts. What do you suggest?
Well, definitely go to the website, spiritualarts.org, mm-hmm. or go check out our books on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or your local bookstore. Mm-hmm. If you're local to San Diego County, come visit us. We have a beautiful center here. We've been doing video conferencing long before the Zoom era, but we do things in person and online. A one-day event, or we have these tremendous ongoing classes, which is the meat of metaphysics, because they say metaphysics is kind of like learning a language. Uh-huh. It's great to spend a weekend together, but if you really want to learn the language, you got to spend time with it.
Is spiritual arts a religion, or is it a school?
No. It's a metaphysical study. So metaphysics and religion and our world work together. They're two facets of the same coin, but metaphysics is a process of trying to sort of more methodically connect with the divine processes of life that are already going on. Hopefully one day with the goal of, you know, perceiving that knowing from your own experiences.
So if I'm a Catholic or a Buddhist or a Jew, or I'm some other faith, you know, all are welcome is what I'm hearing.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, your faith can deepen your metaphysical journey. I was born Greek Orthodox. Barbara's father was a Greek Orthodox priest. So she was born very religiously, right? So they're fine. You know, the beauty of religion is it builds your faith. It makes you feel, okay, there's a purpose to life. It builds a beautiful foundation. And if you have this mystical calling, it'll help take things even further in your journey.
I love that. Well, Dimitri, again, it was such a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show, and I hope you'll come back and do it again with me.
Oh, absolutely.
I love what you're doing, and I know my audience will be thrilled to go to the spiritualarts.org site and check you out. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, and thank you for the good work you're doing.
Thank you. And thank all of you for watching the show today. I want to encourage you, if you know somebody that's feeling unfulfilled, they really know that there's more to life than what seems to be, and you can support that person to check out our shows here on Voices of Courage, I'd appreciate it. You can go to voicesofcourage.us, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and of course, check out my guests. My guests are amazing, and they really are individuals that have realized wisdom to help people to grow and evolve their soul, evolve their lives, let go of lack and limitation, be able to step into their power, their passion, their purpose. So till next time, continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible.